We had expected two little Cockney children as they were coming from London, but we didn't get them at all. We got two teenage girls who were Jewish. Inga was a German, and she had recently arrived from Berlin. She had been rescued by the Quakers and sent to an uncle in London, who immediately registered her at the local school so that she was evacuated straight away. The other was Doris, and she was from a Polish family, although she'd been born in London. It was rather difficult, as they had to share a bedroom and even a bed at the time that Poland was being invaded by Germany. Inga was very lucky because she met up with a couple of children that she had been to school with in Berlin, and they were billeted just below us in Lytton Avenue, so they were able to meet up quite often. In fact, they arranged to have their little Friday night Jewish service in our back bedroom. This involved the lighting of candles. Well, my mother didn't mind this business of their having their services in there, but she did rather object to the candles being left burning all night. So they said, "Oh well, it's a sin if you blow them out." I think she would have preferred to have the sin and not the burnt curtains.